welcome to Speed of History, show number 213. I know it's been a while since I've done a show. I'm going to blame that on the fact that I was sick and some, some general disinterest in kind of putting it together or finishing putting it together. Anyway, I started this week off with a song that would have been timely if I would have put a show together a couple weeks ago. It's The Cure doing Fire in Cairo from their Peel Sessions, which was recorded, I believe, in 1978. Didn't come out until years later, I think. But anyway, so in that vein, next set, I'm playing a bunch of stuff that I was reminded of thanks to the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, and now the protests that have spread to Bahrain, Yemen, and Libya, and other countries to a lesser extent. So four songs just kind of roughly riffing on that next.
Stitches and 16 rows, 2 inches over pattern on number 10 needles, cast on 121 stitches, the new one, bow one, repeat to the end. Break off acrylic, turn and rejoin. Then knit two, pull two to the last two stitches. Continue till work measures 25 centimeters. Finishing on the wrong side row. Cast off 28. Pattern 33, break off and rejoin, cast off and sew!
We have from time to time on the program animal rights people and a number of people. Particularly the ones who say they're not really bothered what they're going to do to anybody. These morons who break in. I came across them not so long ago as well. They were demonstrating at a hunt where they were waving banners and placards and everything else, and they were surprised. One of them was surprised when he got kicked. I mean, I just had to dissolve into fits of giggles, really, and this bloke got kicked by a horse. And his immediate reaction was to go in front of the horse. And this is somebody who is supposed to be demonstrating. Somebody who is supposed to be demonstrating about cruelty to animals the same way that at hunts quite often these hunt saboteurs attack the hounds. It leaves me cold. And now we have seen these moronic specimens of human life breaking into a laboratory. First of all, the three laboratory rabbits which could not survive outside at all. And then they go and spray them with hair dye. Whether or not they've blinded them, I don't know. They may well have done it. But the whole thing is farcical. A bunch of cretinous wallies who have done this without thinking what they're doing and have brought great suffering to animals who have never known anything other than the laboratory.
I don't think they realise exactly what they're doing, quite frankly. Yeah. And I think when they catch them, as the police will catch one or two of them, right?
Yeah.
And when they stick them away for 10 years, as I'm sure they will get a very stiff sentence, I hope it's over 10 years. You know, nobody wants to see suffering, and a lot of these people haven't a clue. They pick on things like fox hunting because they don't understand it. They pick on things like animal experimentation because they don't understand it. And they are very good at talking. They're some very good talkers amongst them, except they tend to go off their rockers a little bit in debate. And one of the things, you know, they did the other day, which really annoyed me, is they liberated. They're very keen on liberating animals from laboratories. I think, you know, I these people are very, very misguided, but I don't have any sympathy for them anymore. I mean, I just want to see them locked away. I don't care who they are, what they are, or where they are. I want to see them locked away for a long, long time. And if you have any feelings on that, you might like to ring me. Leave 455-362-0532 if you're outside here. Yes, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
I was thinking about, you know, if you have to get this 12-minute warning.
We did that the other night.
I know, but I won't listen to the night. The radio broke down.
Oh, right, go on.
Well, I know what I would do. I would...
You thought this all up on your own, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, no, that's good.
Well, I would just dive outside, get in the car, right? And I would come down to radio air as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I would break the door down.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the studio.
Mm.
Bring the shotgun with me.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to your head.
Mm.
And I will blow your brains out.
Révolution, révolution et destruction. Révolution, révolution, révolution. parents pour une renault, jamais ça vaudra faux. Ce partage à tabac m'a durci la peau. Ambiance cassée dans cette piole. Une porte s'ouvre, verse mon sang. Ils sont là debout, m'attraquent à la main. Et j'ai pris dans leur gérontocratie. Et j'ai pris dans leur gérontocratie.
We the shipwrights and the dockers, here we stand. And behind us every worker hand in hand. We'll get independent unions that are free from party minions. When we win, we'll build a free and happy land. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Though they cling to their fiction and they want our crucifixion, we shall stand every pain till we are done. All our women and our children stand with us. And we'll stand, come tank starvation, tear gas. We'll get independent unions that are free from party minions. Nothing will deter the Polish working class. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Though they cling to their fiction and they want our crucifixion, we shall stand every pain till we are done. Wired camps, broken corpses, prison cells, swollen faces, broken bones, and get independent unions that are free from party minions. They can't kill us, and we'll never, never be quelled. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Though they cling to their fiction and they want our crucifixion, we shall stand every pain till we are done. Those who have and have not are apart, but don't explain, 'cause you would not know where to start. Face realities, my brother, only we can help each other. Join with us, and we shall give you some heart. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Though they cling to their fiction and they want our crucifixion, we shall stand.
those who are lucky to be free will not speak, will not hear, they will not see. They would help after a fashion, but are scared of repercussions. We'll fight on alone as long as it need be. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Though they cling to their fiction and they want a crucifixion, we shall stand every pain till we are done. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on. Dear God, dear God, dear God, let this strike, cruel strike, carry on.
I began that one with Chumbawamba doing Knit Your Own Balaclava, which was from a 1987 comp called Mindless Slaughter, and that long closer there, it's obviously about animal rights and not about, you know, street protest revolutions in the Middle East, but some of the great Egyptian, I don't want to say propaganda, but it was basically like how to protest pamphlets that I saw when the massive street protests first started, kind of just reminded me of that song. Next, I played Os Rotten doing They Ignore Peaceful Protest. That's pretty obvious there why I played that. That's from their 1993 Anti-Imperialist EP. And then played Kidnap doing Revolution, which was from a collection of their stuff from 79 to 85. Not exactly sure what year that is from. And then finally I played a song, it's a Union song, the Angelic Upstarts doing Solidarity. That's the version off of Angel Dust from 1984. Again, that was stuff recorded from 79 to 83. But, you know, even though it's a song about unions, I played it, you know, because it's a Solidarity song, and it's a great song, so that's what it was. Next set, I've been listening to the Boot Power comps. If those of you don't know, it's like hard glam through early punk. I played some stuff off of it in earlier shows, but I'm just going to play four songs that I, heard in the last week or so and liked. The first one's kind of a novelty track, but it's fun.
We'll be right back. behind this dome. Nobody gets in until I'm double sure. Don't keep up behind us. You know where to find us. We're always around. Check out if you need us before you lead us astray. Cruising on speed, we got more than we ever need, and ain't life sweet? We won't turn our fate down, city kids won't lay down. We don't trust old cheating. Bitterness upon a death, city kids, we don't give that to you.
that can tell you what you can and cannot be. The world was made for all of us, for you and yes, for me. So think before you do what they say. It's your life.
So that was all off of the Boot Power comps, as I said. I didn't bother to look which ones. I don't even think they're official releases anyway. I think they're internet releases, but who knows. I began it with, as I said, which is a bit of a novelty track, but a novelty track that I really like. It was Flannel Cat doing Your Big Girl's Blouse, which was from a 1973 EP. I then played Motorhead, the B-side off of their first single. It was City Kids from 1977. Next up was Rudy doing I Spy, which was from a 1979 EP, the same name, and then I played Sham 69 doing Questions and Answers, which again is from a 1979 EP. So, next three sets, breaking format a little bit, I'm going to play three sets of five songs. Maximum Rock and Roll, the most recent one, published their, 2010 Best of Lists, and I did a bit of a statistical crunching here, and, these are, in order, the bands that got the most favorable mentions. So I'm going to just start it off and tell you about it at the end of the sets.
Gracias.
As I said, all of this is coming from the best of 2010 lists that are in the most recent Maximum Rock and Roll, and a lot of this is a lot more hardcore than I generally listen to. So just for uniformity's sake, I played the first track off of each release, unless, of course, it was like, you know, an intro or something. So I started off with the band that hands down won with 11 mentions, Glam, doing the song Duello di Titanes, which was from a self-titled EP. And then I played four songs that all got 9 mentions. Next was Crazy Spirit doing the Burning Churches from a self-titled EP. Then was a split, two bands off of a split album. Crimen de Estada doing Enemigo de la Patria. And then Sudor doing Tu Puedes Ser el Siguientes. Again, that was off of a split album. And then finally I played Kriegshog doing Heathen Code Z, which was from a self-titled album. So next set, the next five. This next set's a slightly more eclectic.
Yeah.
I started that off with Eddie Current's Suppression Ring doing Anxiety, which is off of their new album, an album that I actually played in my best of. But an album that I decided I didn't actually like that much, but I understand why it gets, you know, so many favorable mentions. They got 7. Same as the next two bands, Heretis doing something like Kiri Kiri Kiri, which was from a self-titled EP, and then I played Nervous Scotty doing Outside of Society from a self-titled album. And then the next two bands got 6 mentions. It was Vasca doing Libertad from their Rudio Hasta la Muerte album. And then The Young Offenders, a band that I really liked. I didn't even realize that they had an album that came out this past year. The song was Black Hands, and the name of the album was Leader of the Followers. So I could have ended it there. That's 10 songs, you know, a top 10. But I decided to play one more set of this stuff. So the next set all have 5 mentions.
Give all the kilos to Jay. Now she's gonna die.
I began that one with Crow doing Vertigo, which was from a 7-inch. I don't even know if it had a title, Vertigo and Occupied Japan. I then played Double Negative, another band that I played in my best of, but not this song, since I'm just playing the first song in all of these. It was Erase Yourself, which is off of their Daydream Nation album. Then was Low Threat Profile doing Kick My Heart from a self-titled EP. Then another band that I played in my best of, Mass Hysteria, doing the opener off of their album, self-titled album. Song was Mass Hysteria del Tava or something like that. And then finally I played Talk is Poison doing Rage to Infinity, which is off of an EP of the same name, band that obviously got back together. I don't really know what the deal is there. I assume it's new stuff and not old stuff that was just recently, you know, released. So anyway, that's it. That's my show. I don't know when I'll do another one. As I said, I'm kind of starting to lose a lot of motivation here, but I'll try. Sometime soon, hopefully. I'm going to close with a band that had a new release out this last year that I haven't been able to find. This is a demo version of one of the songs on that. It's Passion Army, and they're from France, and the song is Lost, and it's from a 2007 demo. So anyway, thanks. Goodbye.
No.